Yes, this pandemic is frightening. There's no question. It has everyone up in arms. People are frightened for their very futures. But let that not blind you to the excitement there is with Johnson City Ice Hockey. The Johnson City Kangaroos take on the Tadmore Bears this weekend at Noonman Hall. Tickets available for mezzanine, box seat, tightly wrapped, and saran wrap. The Johnson City Kangaroos of the North American Hockey Federation Amalgamation. We're going for the Friesling Cup. Here's head coach Bruce Iger.
Well, there's no question we're going for the Iseling Cup. Is that what it's called, or what is it this year?
The Iseling Cup.
We're going for the Iseling Cup, and that's all I care about. I don't even want to get paid. I don't get paid anyway, you know. I'm joking around. I guess that won't be appreciated by the front office.
The Johnson City Kangaroos versus the Bay City Bears.
Or someone like that.
From the North American Hockey Federation Amalgamation, this coming Saturday night at Boonman Hall, or wherever their asses play. I forget.
W-E-E-E. Wee. I'm General Manager Bob Koskis. I've told our announcer 161 times that it's not W-E-E-E as in we, it's W-E-E-E as in we. Together, we will conquer many of these terrible things that our country and our community faces. We're not just we as in W-E, that's the small we. We are all of us we, W-E-E-E, we, not we. If I hear that again, I'm going to go outside, lose what's left of my dignity, hide behind a brick wall, wait for someone to come around the corner, the very guy that went, wee, and garrote him with the shoelace from some roller skates. That's what I gotta do. Our general manager has lost his ability to form an English language sentence. W-E-E-E, Johnson City, wee, you and me. It's time for Rick Perdue, and Rick Perdue knows you. Hi, Rick Perdue here. What a weekend in Johnson City. I went to the bank, the first thing I did, because I had to get some money out, because that's me in weekends. Weekends come around, and brother, do I ever need money. But then I went over to the performance they had at Riesling Park, and I was disappointed. I knew all of you would be, too. I was very disappointed, because when a man says that he's going to strip all the way down, meaning no clothes on, as a way of protesting Mayor Severbord's budget, which does not include funding for the ballet lessons. It doesn't include funding for hair follicle replacement. It doesn't include funding for the go-karts. It doesn't include funding for bald eagle nests. It doesn't include funding for athlete's foot. It doesn't include funding for free cell phones. So what is the purpose? This is my question. So Mayor Severbird is going to be joining us here in just a moment to, I'm going to find out, I'm going to get to the bottom of what he has been, you know, to use the colloquial, what he's been yanking our chains over. But first, this word from Naugahyde Restaurants. I love steak. I know you do too, but I'm sick and tired of eating it tender and juicy and all of that. I want something that's tough. I want something, frankly, that will tear the teeth right out of the roof of my mouth. That's why I love Naugahyde's restaurant. The steak there is like Naugahyde. It's like hard leather. Maybe you've had a girlfriend or two that spent too much time in the sun, and you look at her and you go, baby, I don't know what to tell you, but man, it's over. I got to get me someone that's young and tender with that soft, tender baby oil skin. You got skin like a catcher's mitt. Well, not on a one, but I'll tell you what, my steaks, I like them that way. So go to Naugahyde Restaurant. They're there at Wexler Square. I think they've got a new location. Isn't that right, Brucey? Well, they're starting the new location over in Evisceration Park. Yes, that's the new one. But then there's also the one near the rodeo ring. So Naugahyde Steakhouses, Naugahyde is a great steak, so go get one. Okay, Mayor Severbird's on the phone with us. So, Mr. Mayor, I want to just get your feelings on this. So we all showed up at the park. The guy was supposed to take his clothes off.
Why are you bothering me again?
No, sir. The question is,
why are you bothering me again? It's the fourth call I've gotten from you today. I don't know anything of a man taking his clothes off or anything having to do with the budget. You see, when you talk to me about roller skates, let's just...
Mr. Mayor, I was over at the park yesterday.
No. Just slow down. When you talk to me about roller skates, you talk to me about bald eagles, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have any recollection.
You don't remember making those statements at the town hall we had.
What town hall, man? Are you on the radio right now, or what are we doing?
Yes, I'm on the radio right now.
What's the call letters?
Wee, W-E-E-E-E.
W-E-E-E, not E-E-E-E.
All right, well.
Well, what's the...
Oh, come on, Mr. Mayor. I talked to you last week.
You know you never talked to me at all. I don't even know who you are. What's the call sign?
We're at 1290.
1290, okay. Here's what's coming up on my radio on 1290, right? Just 1290, did you say? You said 1290, right?
Yes, 1290.
All right, here's what's coming up on my radio. You're hearing that, right?
I don't know what you're listening to. Sir, I'll tell you what I'm going to let you do. I'm going to let you go. I'm sorry that I bothered you.
Well, okay. Now, what's your name again? I just,
This is W... I do the call...
1290, right?
1290, right.
Okay, here. This is what I'm listening to right now on 1290. So, I don't know,
What is that again?
This is what I'm hearing on 1290. There's music. Okay, so...
You know, maybe I got the wrong number. You know, I can tell you're angry, okay?
Angry? I don't even know who you are. That's what I'm trying to determine. And when I'm able to determine that, look at...
You know, this is what happens when politicians do not take responsibility. Let me just flip on 1290. That's the station that I'm on right now, right? What is this, man? This is our... Am I on the air now? I was fired last week. Ah, you're so full of shit. Your eyes are brown, Charlie. You know that? Fuck it. Turn that wailing garbage off, will you? Get me some country jams, man. That's what I want to hear. W-E-E-E. We, you and me. And now the Steve Bozell Show, right here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. Here's Steve Bozell.
When I saw his West Side Story.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Steve Bozell. And,
when I saw it's just right.
Entering this music kind of says it for me.
When I saw
I'm not trying to say that I'm, you know, some outlaw or anything. This kind of outlaw country is what I think I'm all about. And I have tried in my day to, I guess you might say I've tried in my day to, you know, be more a little bit more hardcore. Because a lot of people say that they, and I've heard people say this, that they think I'm, you know, excuse me for saying the word. God, I don't mean in the sense that Donnie Trump or Donald Trump said it, Mr. President Trump, when he said, grab him by the you know what. But a lot of people said I'm a pussy. I'm not. I'm very, very hardcore, and that's what I'm going to try to talk about today here on the Steve Bozell Show. The Steve Bozell Show. Call Steve now at 555-5181-922. The Steve Bozell Show. Hardcore. All right. My wife's April. My son's Steve Jr. My daughter's April Jr. A lot of people give me a hard time about that. And they'll say, how come you call your daughter April Jr.? I'll say, because I named her April because of the wife that I got is named April. And what I mean to say is my wife's name is April. And they go, yeah. And they're all looking at me like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I said, okay. And they go, you called your son Steve Jr. I go, yeah, you can't call a girl April Jr. And by that point, I'd already had her name entered into the birth certificate portions. And I'd already talked to the preacher and the doc, you know, everybody that baptized her. The doctor didn't baptize her, but might as well have, because he was the only, the priest was late, and it wasn't a priest, it was like more of a preacher, because we're not Catholic. We had her baptized in the evangelical Pentecostalism, you know, I forget what it was, but she got baptized. So, and I said, well, her name's April Jr. And they go, is her name April? I said, yeah. So she's named after her mother. I said, yeah. And they go, and then I got called all kinds of names. I was called an idiot. I was called a flaming, I was called a bozo on high. I was called I was called a jacked up jack, you know, jag off. A lot of stuff. And that's when I kind of dug, the first time in my life I dug my feet in. I said, you know what? Now you pissed me off. I'm Steve Bozell, and now you pissed me off. And I said, now I'm going to call my daughter April Jr. just to spite all you people. Now, somebody said to me, what if your daughter comes home crying one day, and you go, well, why are you crying? And she says, because all the kids is laughing at me because my name's April Jr. I said, well, that's a good point. So I said, what do you think I ought to do? And this friend of mine said, don't call her April Jr. Call her a different name like Susie or Suzetta or whatever new names you can call her. And I thought, well, okay, it's too late now. And so we call her at school. So she's So she is called at school, Sarah, and among her friends and among the different service organizations and school things, she's like she's in the woodwind quartet at her school, and she also is in a science club, and they call her Sarah Bozell, but we call her April Jr. here at the house. Steve Bozell on the pandemic. A lot of people ask me, what do you think about it? And I said, well, I think, on the one hand, I think it's bad, you know, that there is a disease that's going around. On the other hand, I think it's, if you wear a mask, I mean, I don't want to tell people to wear a mask, because I feel very strongly that you should do what you want to do, you know. I listen to a guy named Pete Bone, and I don't really know how what to think. I'm going to get Pete Bone on here. Pete Bone's a longtime disc jockey and talk show host, and he agreed to come on the program here. So I want to talk to Pete a little bit about, you know, what we're discussing in terms of the pandemic and on the masks and everything. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Hey, Steve, how are you doing? Very, very good to talk to you on your program today.
Thanks a lot, Pete. Pete, can you tell me, how do you feel about mask wearing?
Let me tell you something, Steve. I am very, very strongly, I am in favor, and I don't like to mince words, so I'm not going to. I'm very much in favor of people wearing, if they want to wear a mask. If they don't want to wear a mask, then I insist that they not wear a mask. I will go to my death defending a person's right not to have to wear a mask, or yes, they do have to wear a mask.
All right, well, let me ask you, at your house, what do you require at your house?
At my house, I am never home. When someone comes around to wear a mask, I make sure that I'm in the backyard. And why do I do that? A lot of people say, well, what are you, chicken? You know, are you just...
Are you running outside the house?
I don't run. Let me tell you something, Steve. I don't run from anybody. Pete Bone. I'm Pete Bone. Have you heard my show?
I have, yeah. I've enjoyed it. I take notes and...
Good. That's a good thing. Take notes, listen very carefully. Here's what I do. When you say, when someone comes to my house, do I require them to wear a mask?
That's my question, yeah.
All right. Here's what you better believe. I'm very, very strong on this. I go outside, and my wife tells me they're here, and I'll go outside, and I will be fixing the barbecue, and they're here, huh? I'll look in, I'll see if they're wearing a mask, and I'll come in and grab the mask that I have sitting over a light fixture in my patio, and I'll put that on and say, hi, how are you? So we both have masks. If they're not wearing a mask, then I will come in very forcefully without a mask. And
yeah, but that, oh, so, so.
Hold on, whoa, I'm not done yet. Because you're thinking I'm having it both ways.
It sounds like, yeah, I mean, all I'm asking is, do you require?
Wait, hold on, yes, the answer is yes, I do require that people honestly want to wear a mask. If they don't honestly want to wear a mask, then what's the point? I'll say to them, are you okay? I say, do you really want to be wearing that mask? Are you just doing that to be politically correct? And if they say to me, I'm doing it to be politically correct, I'll say, all right, then keep it on, because I don't want to get COVID, neither do you. And that's the bottom line, right?
Nobody wants to get sick.
Exactly. So I'll say, I don't really want to get COVID, so I'd rather they wear masks, but I also would rather they think I don't want them to wear masks. And I know that sounds very confusing.
Well, it sounds confusing because the question that I had was, do you require the wearing of masks?
Right, and the answer is I absolutely do require the wearing of a mask when someone wants to wear it. And
but so if nobody wants to wear one, you don't require it?
Whoa. You got me mixed up with one of your, excuse me, Steve, but you got me mixed up with one of your weakling friends. If they don't want to wear a mask, I let them get away with not wearing it? Yes, I do, and let me tell you what, it makes me very angry. I go outside, I look around, I take there's a few sticks that I keep outside that I break in half. In fact, here's one right now. You probably don't believe me. Give me that stick. Junior, give me the stick. I call my son, my son's name is Darren, and I call him Pete Junior, even though he shouldn't be called that. Just kind of like you calling your daughter. All right, here's me breaking a stick because I'm so angry. When someone says they don't want to wear a mask, I say, yeah, okay, you bet. And I go outside and I go, God damn it! And I snap the stick right there. Did you hear me snap it?
No, I did not. You were angrily snapping a stick, huh?
I snapped the stick, yeah. So,
if you could recap then, so you don't wet... I mean...
Hold on. Slow down, Steve. Slow down, all right? You go too fast sometimes. I think it's your main problem. When someone insists on not wearing a mask in my home, I tell them, you better believe you don't wear that mask in my home. I'm going to go outside now and I'm going to break something across my face. And they'll say, why are you angry that I'm wearing a mask and you can't do anything about it? And I'll say, no, I'm not. See? So you're wrong. You're wrong. Then I'll go outside and I'll break a stick right across my face. Just, here, I'll do it right now. Okay?
Come on now, Pete. I don't want you to...
No. I want... Here we go. Break it across Dad's face. Yeah, just like... Oh, God. I think I broke my nose. That's all right. It's okay.
Oh, come on, Pete.
No, it's all right. It's fine. But that's what I do. That's what Pete Bone does. So
there's Pete Bone taking a stand on... I don't really know what your stand is, but...
Well, listen, you don't need to know what my stand is. My stand... You know, you already know what my stand is. You don't need to know what my stand is.
Right, okay. And...
You got it?
Yes, I do, Pete. Thank you very much.
Pete Bone, folks, I hope you're with me. Bone in. Every night. 9 to midnight. Pete Bone.
Okay, that's Pete Bone or...
Pete Bone. No, it's Pete Bone. At the very end, say, I hope you're with me every night. Bone in. 9 to midnight. Pete Bone.
And what does Pete Bone mean?
You never heard of Little Pete Bone, Pete?
I thought that was Little Bone...
Woo! We got a casualty over here. I think we got a COVID casualty. Listen, you take care, brother.
All right, Pete. Thanks a lot.
All right, Steve Mozell, folks. Thank you.
All right, so that's a man who I've listened to off and on down through the years, Pete Bone, and he pardon me for a minute.
This is the Steve Mozell Show on the Phil Henry Show website. We'll be right back. This is Gloria Grover, and I chew tobacco. And when I chew tobacco, I chew rat ass. In the handy 5-ounce pouch, stuff it in, chew it, spit it out. Rat ass. I chew tobacco because I choose to chew tobacco. I'm Gloria Grover. I'm a woman. Like you needed to even be reminded of that when you get a good look at what I got going on.
Gloria Grover chews rat ass. Why don't you too?
Gloria Grover chews rat ass. Why? Because I've been chewing ass all my life.
Hey, this is Steve Bozell for Wexler Automotive. It's where I take my cars to have the leather treated, have all the interior done, have the exterior too. Get your car detailed at Wexler Motors, Wexler Automotive. They're right there near the sign, near the pileup. On that one day, that one tragic and fateful day on the pileup, you know, the school bus, well, that's where they're located. I can't go there myself. I caused the accident.
Steve Bozell will be right back. And now more from Steve Bozell.
Steve Bozell here. Thanks for joining me. I just wondered if any of you guys have this problem in public where your wife will stand there and say, no, don't do that, or yeah, do it. Like your wife tells you what to do in public, and you got to do it because what are you going to tell your wife no in front of all these people? But she's telling you do this, do that in public. And it's kind of embarrassing to me, and I wish that she wouldn't do it. I'm planning on talking to her about it in a couple of weeks, but I'm just trying to get my bearings on this. I want to know exactly what I'm going to say to her. I think what I want to say is, would you please not tell, just please don't say, hey, Steve, grab a shopping cart and follow me. That hurts.
Steve Bozell, we'll be right back.
Oh, hi, folks. This is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm taking a little bit of bath right now because I've had a hard day. And at the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we do have some pretty tough days. And those are the days we put in where we're doing a flare drop. We may do a fan out. When we fan out and we collect information, we will have a guy spread. We'll ask him for his ID, ask for his his phone number, his address, or has he had a change of address, and things like that. And after a very tough day, I love to come home and love to get a little, let me just get a little bit of hot water here so I can do this. Yeah. Okay, that's all the hot water I need. Thanks a lot, honey. So I love to get a bath in, and when I do, I use Malcolm soap. It's a very softening soap for a man's skin. Just because I do, police work, I put my life on the line, and save lives every day for the citizens of Missouri. Please, doesn't mean I don't get to have a little bit of, a little bit of a soap here with Amalgam's men's oil bath soaps. And, of course, they're available at your local grocery store. So, shit. Sorry, I didn't mean to say a dirty word.
Malmugan's Bath Oils, available now at Kurgi's.
And now more from the Steve Bozell Show.
Thanks a lot. It's Steve Bozell. I want to sing a little song called I'm As Lonesome As a Lonesome Wolf. Well, a wolf is out there as lonesome as can be. He's out there probably leaking up a tree. He's lonesome like me. Steve Bozell is lonesome as can be. Lonesome as me. Well, the lonesome wolf is out there leaking on a tree. I haven't. Those are the only lyrics I've written so far.
The Steve Bozell Show. We'll be right back.
God, I hope not. God, I hope I'm not back.
Hi, it's Tom Dovka, and I am the radio consultant. I'm currently consulting the Steve Bozell Show, as well as a few other amalgamated concerns. I'm not making a whole lot of money these days, so if you need some radio consulting, if you need someone to straighten out your radio station, just give me a call. Tom Dovka, I'm in Chicago at the Cupertino building. We moved. Tom Dovka.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Just like me, I'm lonesome as can be.
I gotta find some other lyrics.
I'm trying the best I can, lonesome as can be.
But rhyme some other words like that.
Like what?
Like broken heart.
I've got a broken heart. She took it apart. She's not that smart.
Don't rhyme every single line. You cannot rhyme every other line. What?
Jerry, tell you what, why don't you back off, man? I'm writing this song. I'm lonesome as can be.
Just like a flea.
Just like a flea. See, that's not fair.
You told me to F it?
No, I did not. Lonesome as can be.
I know. Lonesome as can be. Just lonesome like a flea.
I'm as lonesome as a flea.
Did you ever get guitar lessons? Or...
Never mind. Screw it.